T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
And we've got about 16 minutes past 6 o'clock on WTIC News Talk 1080, this being the 30th of July. Last week we had Rene Lopez on with us for a few minutes talking about the event that is coming up today, Light Up the Dark, and it's all to increase awareness of human trafficking. So then with the story that we just broke, guy gets picked up for carrying some teenagers with him at 3:30 in the morning, heading out to the casino, and he's from Torrington, as we had mentioned earlier. But we asked Renee if she could come back on and spend a few minutes with us this morning, and kind of, I don't know, man, kind of strange. And I don't know, Renee, if you can really comment on this particular thing, but must be quite the buzz out in there in Torrington, huh? That's pretty wild how this all timed out, huh, Renee?
Yeah, no, you definitely can't make up the timing of the article, but really, I can't say whether it's actually a trafficking situation or not. I mean, all the details are not out there yet.
Yeah,
we will soon find out. But obviously, it's a suspicious situation,
Yeah, I know.
But this is the reason why this specific reason is why we're in Torrington doing Light Up the Dark.
That's what people really need to understand, that as we said last week, you know, it's happening. It's happening everywhere, and even out there in Litchfield Hills, out in Torrington. Who could ever figure? Renee Lopez is with us. She's with Underground New England. So, Renee, why don't you tell us first of all a little bit about what Underground New England is all about, and how you guys all got started, and how this came together.
So Anne-Marie Boulay and her husband Brian. They started staking out the motels on the Berlin Turnpike over a decade ago, and started seeing human trafficking, child trafficking situations, and just her heart was just overwhelmed, and she just needed to start doing something. She's been fighting for the laws. She walked alongside survivors, trying to get them acclimated back into the community, getting them connected with different services. She's working on organizing a safe home. She works together with safe homes already. She's very active, and this is where her heart is.
Renee, just for people who aren't that up to speed with this stuff, what is a safe home, and is there an average amount of time? Mm. Is this a transition period, or what happens with one of these, let's say, for instance, for children that are in a safe home, and how does that all come together?
Well, sometimes a safe home would not be putting them back into their own homes, because we don't know what caused them to go into the trafficking to begin with. So safe homes are a place when someone, a human, a child, an adult, are rescued out of a trafficking situation, and they go into this home and receive help and counseling, and they come together as a community, and they're taught really to come back to community, because these people, these survivors, are traumatized. They can't just, you know, come out of something like that and just, okay, here you go, go find yourself a job and go back into life. They're completely traumatized, and they need to
Yeah, they just they just have to get reacclimated like any other halfway house.
Correct.
You know, we see them with maybe with people that have been through incarceration. We also see it with situations, people with addiction. You know, they're not totally, you know, they're trying to straighten out their lives, and this is like people there to give them all kinds of support and transition. So here you are. Yeah. I mean, Renee, what was it that kind of got you to want to get involved in all this? Why did this get your attention and spark your interest to be able to get involved and be part of New England Underground? Did this hit home for you? Was there a connection, or what made you have the passion to continue to spread the word about this?
Well, I've had a pretty rough life. I've never been in a trafficking situation, but I mean, there when I was younger, I had some rough things, right, that I went through. And then eventually God just laid on my heart a few years ago that I needed to get involved with something. So I just kept praying. And eventually he opened up my heart to helping children and prevention, right? If we could prevent trafficking abuse, because that of rape and abuse are there, and you just want they need help. They're innocent, you know? So it's like, I just want to be there for them. And then, so that's when I got in touch with Anne Murray, and then eventually with ACT Now, who is the volunteer group that I currently work with as well. And that's a volunteer group for Love 146. And then at one point, God revealed to me, this is exactly where you need to be, because Torrington is like 34,000 people. And then my church that I go to is about just under 300 people. And when I started talking to people about it, one time a mother had come up to me and she says, I just wanted to let you know that my daughter has a Love 146 survivor. And I was just, wow, you know what I mean? Here I am. And you take the 34,000 people and you narrow it down to 300 people. And it's like, okay, this is a lot. This is much more serious than I originally had thought, you know.
And I had gotten a note from Dave Tedeschi. I guess this is July 30th is a special day in that particular world. I think it's an anniversary or something of
It's a UN's day for awareness of awareness to trafficking in humans. So it falling on a Saturday is not it is definitely why I chose this day for the event. This day was something that I had planned a year ago.
Yeah, and you know, that's what we were just saying though, Renee. I mean, how these things line up like this. It's a Saturday, it's the 30th, it's the tie-in with the UN, the whole thing. We're speaking with Renee Lopez, and she's with Underground New England. And again, we're just trying to spread the word, and maybe even if we just touch one or two people along the way with what's going on in this, what could be in their own backyard or their own next door neighbor or whatever. And she's gotten together with Love 146, and Love 146 is another great organization focusing a little bit more on child trafficking. We've had them on the air with us before, but today is the big event that they've been working towards to increase the awareness about this. It's called Light Up the Dark, and it's happening in Litchfield. I think it's starting at 2:00 today. Could you tell us what you guys have planned out there as far as having a good time, but also spreading the word about this?
Oh, definitely. So we have bounce houses. We have a DJ. We have face painting. After 5:00, there's going to be someone doing caricatures. We have a reptile booth.
I gotta go. I gotta step back here. What happens in a reptile booth? I want to know more about the reptile booth.
Well, she's gonna bring reptiles, and they're there for display, and she's gonna have some out for people to actually be able to hold and pet. So, but we also don't want to forget about the large concert that starts at 6:30 to 9:30. Traffic Jam Live is sponsoring that, and it's the Wendy May Jam Bands, and she is from Fairfield County. So,
If you could, too, I'm sorry to interrupt there, but you and I spoke about this earlier. What is Traffic Jam Live all about? Tell me about their mission, and I know it's I just want to clear that up or explain that a little bit more to our audience what that group is all about.
Yep. So Traffic Jam Live is another Connecticut organization. I made sure that I chose all Connecticut based organizations for this event, and he basically he puts together concerts and raises awareness before, like just right after COVID. And I think in 2001 was his last one that he had done, was Jose Feliciano, a huge concert that he did to raise awareness and to raise money. That's basically, and then his goal is to hopefully travel and have concerts and just raise awareness that way. I mean, it's a dark situation, but there's a lot of hope, you know, and it doesn't have to be dark. So
there's, but with this, there's always different groups that may be performing, but that's like the umbrella organization. Then they bring in groups to perform. So tell us about this band that's going to be performing tonight.
So she's been performing decades, like ever since she was 8 years old. And she's from Fairfield County. And they're going to have an entourage of about 12 people coming up. And it's probably going to be, I think, like 80s, 90s cover bands. And, she's very excited. We talked to her earlier this week. And we're also, during the time as well, there will be short period of times where we have Anne Marie and Yvette Young coming up and speaking about aware, like the red flags and things that we need to be equipped with to protect our children. And I mean, because it's our responsibility, you know, as a community.
Well, that's the thing. It's like really getting that awareness out there. So it starts at 2:00 today, right?
Yep. Yes.
All right. And then it goes up until what time does the music start again?
6:30, and the mayor's going to do a proclamation at 6:20. So yeah, so she's going to kick the night off at 6:20, and then it goes into the music 6:30.
Well, you know what's so cool though, and hats off to Torrington. Mm-hmm. Hats off to Torrington for recognizing this particular issue and not being afraid to get their hands a little bit dirty from time to time. Because I think in many cases, municipalities, it exists, but sometimes it's hard to get people to talk about it. I know even here in Newington, it can be very, very difficult to discuss things mm-hmm. like this because everybody wants to say, "Oh yeah, well it's fine." And no, you need to be aware of it. It is everywhere. All right, Renee, if people want more info and they want to be able to get out there and enjoy the day today and into the evening, where can they go for more information for Light Up the Dark?
Well, we are Light Up the Dark CT on Facebook, and there's also on Instagram, Light Up the Dark, and yeah. so that's where they can go for the information if they need more details. Otherwise, just come to 101 Litchfield Street in Torrington, Connecticut. It's right across from the 99 TJ Maxx Plaza.
All right, doing some great stuff. And again, it's for Love 146 and also the New England Underground. And if you want any more information on those organizations that are doing some awesome work, just Google them, just search them out. And there's all kinds of it's an eye-opening situation. And our thoughts and prayers go out to this to all of the people that have been affected by this, millions of people, and also to this scene that just happened with this guy had got caught with all these teenagers in his car going to the casino 3:30 in the morning. Yeah, it's no problem. Okay. That's just beyond belief. But thanks a lot, Renee. Yeah. I know you had to get up a little bit earlier this morning, but anytime we can help you out. I said, hey, well, you know, we can get you in a little after 6 unless you want to come out at 5:30. Yeah. So,
no. thank you.
So thank you, Renee. Let us know how everything goes.
Thank you, Steve.
The lines
Definitely.
Are always here. And shoot me a note. You got my cell. Shoot me a text, whatever you want. And we'll do whatever we can to keep the word out there for you, okay?
Hey, well, if you want to come, go have your nap and then come in and enjoy with us.
So. Who naps? Who sleeps? Come on. You kidding me? All right. Well, thanks a lot, Renee. Right. We'll talk to you soon. Take care. Good luck. Bye-bye.
You too. Yep. Bye.
All right, Renee Lopez, making a difference out there. That's what it's all about. People doing, not afraid to, you know, get into it and talk about these issues. And the great thing is the town of Torrington and even having the mayor with a proclamation. Yeah, it exists and it's everywhere. So, human trafficking is just such a horrific scene, but the big key is getting the word out there and getting the awareness out there.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.